good afternoon. We always appreciate you tuning in to this radio program, and I know you look forward to different things from the Bible, so therefore we'll get right on into it. One of the things that I have been perplexed by is trying to figure out why so many people seem to accept the notion of being a religious person, and they say that they know they need to be good, but it really does present a problem for them to both go to church or for them to be involved in any kind of organized religion. And this is a very disturbing thing. What do you do about people like that? If you try to encourage them about church and things, they may give me the response, well, I know, but, you know, when I get out there among all those people and everything, and I just, I don't know, it's hard. And I have a hard time understanding that, because I don't understand what's so hard about it. When I try to understand people and listen to them there and be very patient with them, I get the impression sometimes that many of them do not understand the vital importance that the church plays in each one of our Christian lives. So, as a first step, and I'll pursue this in some other lessons with you as well, but as a first step in our understanding of the importance of the Lord's church, and to get people to where they accept not only the idea of Jesus, but also his body, his kingdom that he has established, then I would like for us to begin by seeing some Bible passages on just how important God's kingdom or his church is. The church of our Lord Jesus Christ is God's kingdom. There is only one body, the church described in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. There is one body, just as there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. In the book of Colossians in chapter 1 and verse 15, we have once again a description of this one body, that Jesus Christ is the head of that body, as you read on down in Colossians 1 verse 18. At the same time, there is only one kingdom. Now, if you're going to be involved religiously in anything, and if you believe that religion is to be expressed outwardly, it's not just some sort of private thing you hold to yourself, then the church is the only vehicle that God has in order for him to be served acceptably through Jesus Christ, his Son, in. That's the only organization, because it is his kingdom. It's the kingdom established by God and the kingdom of God. John chapter 18, verse 36. It is what we have been translated into when we become a Christian. Colossians 1, verse 13. His one and only kingdom. It is what John, for example, was in as he was writing the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 1, in verses 6 through 9. This kingdom, this body, is God's organization for the promotion of everything that's good and right in the earth. For us to say, well, I'm going to try to be a good person, but I'm not going to have anything to do with the kingdom, or I will accept Jesus, but I won't have anything to do with what he said about how that he was going to build his church and how that he shed his blood for it, Acts chapter 20, verse 28, is like saying, well, I'll take somebody's head, but I don't want the body. Or I'll take the body, but I don't want the head. It doesn't work that way. Jesus Christ is the head of the body, and both joined together will go out and accomplish the things that he wants to be done upon this earth and will allow us to enter into heaven later on. But you must see the importance of it. Christ's body is his kingdom. And furthermore, it is the place in which we acceptably worship God. The Father seeks such to worship him in spirit and in truth, John chapter 4. Who? What kind of people? What kind of such people? Well, those, for example, that would take of the Lord's Supper in remembrance of his Son. This is done in his church, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Acts chapter 20, verse 7. And yet the Lord's Supper is also something that Jesus talked about being taken in the kingdom, Luke 22, verses 18 through 30. So the acts that we do in worship unto God in the church are vitally important to our Christian lives. They are an expression of how that God owns us, rules over us in his kingdom, and they are an expression of our close relationship to him. I am a part of Christ's body, cleansed by him of all of my sins. Furthermore, I am in God's family. That's what we express by being a part of the church. The church is the family of God. It is the household of God, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. As the family of God, we are added unto it when we obey the gospel, Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27. The spiritual birth puts us into this kingdom that God has made. John chapter 3 and verse 5 talks about our new birth, being born into the kingdom of God, and it is by water and by spirit. And as you not only consider that it is of water and of spirit, but also you have statements like in 1 Peter in chapter 1, I might want to turn over there with you for a moment. In 1 Peter, in chapter 1, in verse 23, it says, we have been born again. Well, how, Peter? By what? Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. So, the Word of God is planted into our hearts. We become a part of the church family, or the household of God, 1 Timothy 3:15, and then we can say we have been born again, put into the kingdom by God himself. You see how vitally important the church is to the whole scheme of man's redemption and to the whole layout of the Bible? It is not only God's family, it is not only God's kingdom, it is not only God's avenue or way by which we get together and worship Him, but God adds all of the saved together to it. The saved are in His church, because God puts them there as they are being saved. An example of this is what happened on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. In Acts 2, there were many thousands of people there that day, no doubt, who knew that something incredible was going on, and they listened to the gospel of Christ. About 3,000 souls received the words that Peter had to say and were in obedience unto the gospel. Peter had told them in verse 38 to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, and so they did exactly that. It says that those that were being saved in the last verse of that chapter, verse 47, that they were added by the Lord to the church. So they're being added together by God, not because we voted on them or something, but God is adding them together, and He does so as they're being saved. So if you say out there, well, I want to be a Christian, but I don't know this whole idea of the church. It just, you know, I don't know, I'm real standoffish about it and everything. Well, how can you be? Because if you say that I'm saved, then God puts you in that church, and He expects some things from you in His family, in His church. You have been translated, remember, into God's kingdom. And as a person who has been translated into that kingdom by God Himself, then you have some obligations. Now, if you are not in God's kingdom, in His church, then the Bible describes you as being someone who is in the world. But we have been called out to lead a better life, a life of self-sacrifice. In the church of our Lord, you're going to find how to develop yourself as a Christian. And if you say, well, I reject that church business and the whole idea of it, not only are you rejecting what Jesus Christ Himself established, as He said in Matthew, that I will build my church, but also you're rejecting God's whole plan for how you should develop as a Christian, and thus you will be apostate and turn away from that way which is good and right. We have too many like that already. But there are a great host of people out there who can tell you that the Christian life is the best way. And there's any number of folk over here at Mount Gilead that can tell you that that is the way to be, and we have found it so in a study of God's Word and by living that Word. If there's any way that we can help you to live that way as well, then you think about this and come unto God before it's everlastingly too late, and then work for Him in His church, live for Him in His church, and don't remain out there in Satan's kingdom and in his realm, because there's only two places or two organizations that you can say that you're a part of as you grow up and you become an adult. You can say that I'm in God's family and I'm working for Him in His kingdom, or I'm in Satan's kingdom. The whole world lies in wickedness or under the wicked one. Once again, read Colossians chapter 1, and in Colossians 1, start around verse 13, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Read there in the book of Ephesians, you'll see what I'm talking about. The Bible describes God's church as having a great battle on its hand against the kingdom and the prince of darkness and the powers of this world under the forces of Satan. And we have a lot to do, and we need your help at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. Won't you help us to serve God? Won't you help us to be good and pure Christians in the midst of a sinful and dying world, and cause other people to know the way of righteousness as well? All you have to do is believing the gospel, obey it. When you're baptized into Christ, you're baptized into the Lord's church, because once again, God puts you there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. When you're baptized into the Lord's church, you're baptized into His kingdom, born again and raised to walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6 in verses 1 through 6 and John chapter 3 in verse 5. You are then in an everlasting institution, one where you can live for God and you'll be able to say, well, I'm headed for heaven. It's everlasting because the devil can't affect it. He can't destroy it. And it will be victorious in the final day. That's what we all want. Victory through Jesus Christ. If that's what you want as well, then serve God in His kingdom. And if you have any questions at all, then submit them for me to deal with on this radio program. You can give a phone call at 487-5342. You can write to us at P.O. Box 266, Tompkinsville, Kentucky, 42167. That's the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. And tune in and listen to this radio program whenever you can. We're going to talk about the importance of the Lord's church and other such subjects as we have our little 10-minute Bible studies here. I thank you for listening to this one. Study on those passages in the Bible. See if they're not true. And then tune back in again about the same time again on these weekdays on these stations right after the news and farm reports for the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. I'm Tim McHenry.